Hey there, listeners. Welcome to our latest bookcast episode. I'm Mike, and sitting across from me with her big cup of coffee is Casey.
That's right. I'm Casey, and today's episode is going to be all about one of my personal favorites, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Carol S. Dweck.
Ah, mindset. Such a small word, but packs a punch, right? I mean, it's literally the key to unlocking potential.
Exactly, Mike. Dweck's work dives deep into how our mindset can influence every aspect of our lives, from personal relationships to professional growth.
It's fascinating how much of our success and happiness comes down to how we think, isn't it? I've always thought if I could just tweak how I view challenges and failures, I could really open some new doors.
Oh, absolutely. And the best part about this book is how it lays that out so clearly. Carol Dweck talks about two main types of mindsets: fixed and growth. One is like trying to run a marathon with your shoelaces tied together, and the other is like breaking the tape at the finish line with a big smile.
That's a great analogy, Casey. So listeners, imagine the difference between seeing failures as the end versus seeing them as stepping stones.
And I think that's what makes this book so significant. In both personal and professional development, having a growth mindset can really transform your trajectory. It's not just a self-help concept. It's a way of radically changing how you live.
Agreed. I mean, who wouldn't want to turn their setbacks into supercharged setups for future success? I'm in!
Haha, me too. And for those of you tuning in, I think you'll find inspiration and practical tips in this episode that could make a big difference in your everyday life.
So grab your coffee, put on those comfy socks, and let's dive into the transformative power of mindset. We've got a lot to talk about. Well, Casey, let's take everyone deeper into what on earth Carol Dweck means when she talks about mindset.
Absolutely. So mindset, as Dweck puts it, is essentially the lens through which we interpret the world and our place in it. It's all about whether you believe your abilities and intelligence can develop with effort or not.
Imagine looking at a cloudy sky and deciding if you're the one carrying sunshine or the gloom. The way you see things really can influence everything.
Perfect metaphor, Mike. What really struck me about mindset is how it shapes our reactions to obstacles. It's like having a pair of glasses that either make challenges blurry and overwhelming or sharp and manageable.
And it affects how we see success and failure, too. I mean, if success is a mountain, are we nestled in a comfy chair admiring it or excitedly strapping on our climbing boots?
Exactly. With a fixed mindset, failure feels catastrophic. It's like, oops, well, I'm done for. But with a growth mindset, it's more like, what a thrilling opportunity to learn and grow.
It's all about the bounce back, isn't it? I heard somewhere that adopting a growth mindset might even improve people's relationships.
Definitely. Dweck notes that having the right mindset can be contagious. It encourages people around you to adopt the same positive outlook.
Right. And that opens up a whole new world of possibilities. Suddenly, challenges don't seem so daunting with a team pushing forward with you.
It's a recipe for success, really. When you see failures as new experiences rather than the final curtain, it changes the entire game, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like turning life into a series of practice runs rather than single-shot performances. Much less pressure, more space to grow.
And just imagine what that can do for someone's career or personal life. Doors you thought were bolted shut suddenly become opportunities.
Makes you feel like maybe the universe isn't conspiring against you after all, huh?
Haha, exactly, Mike. Adopting a growth mindset is like giving yourself permission to be amazed by what you can achieve.
That's it. For those listening, just shift that perspective, and who knows how far you'll go. It's fascinating to think about these mindsets, right, Casey? A fixed mindset is like living in a room with no windows. You believe that your abilities are set at birth, and you're pretty much stuck with whatever skills you were handed out with.
Absolutely, Mike. It's the belief that you are what you are, and there's no changing it. Kind of like saying, this is how the cookie crumbles. But wow, wouldn't that make life a bit too predictable?
Totally predictable and a bit boring, I'd say. But then there's the growth mindset, which throws open the windows and doors. It's the belief that abilities can be developed, like a muscle that expands and strengthens with each challenge you tackle.
Oh, yes. It's like suddenly realizing you're in an adventure movie where each plot twist and challenge is actually helping you grow stronger and more capable. It's an exhilarating way to live.
It truly changes how you approach hurdles. For someone with a fixed mindset, hitting a setback is like hitting a brick wall.
Exactly. They might think, well, guess I'm no good at this. But someone with a growth mindset sees it as a puzzle, a mystery to solve. Why didn't that work, and what can I tweak to make it work?
It's a completely different narrative, right? Instead of I can't, they're thinking, I can't yet, but soon will. That single word, yet, is packed with potential and possibilities.
The magic of yet, indeed. It transforms the impossible into something not yet achieved. Plus, I think it makes life a whole lot more fun, not to mention less nerve-wracking.
And just to throw a blend of science and fun into the mix, brain scans have actually shown that people who maintain a growth mindset use more brain areas when solving problems.
That's right. It's like a light-up-the-dark effect in the brain. Growth mindset folks tend to stay engaged longer and might even find joy in the struggle, very much like us with our podcast challenges, don't you think?
Haha, definitely. And hey, solving our little podcast glitches has been a learning adventure, hasn't it? Each challenge taught us something new, making our show better and stronger.
Just like a growth mindset gets stronger with each obstacle faced, right? The sky's the limit when you embrace the idea that effort is the path to mastery.
Exactly. So for our listeners, the next time you hit that metaphorical wall, try asking yourself, how can this help me grow?
Yes. And remember, it's not just about reaching the destination. It's about enjoying and valuing the journey. Take each step and learning with a pinch of curiosity and a big dash of excitement.
Well said, Casey. Now let's keep diving into this fascinating world where potential knows no bounds. So let's dive into how our mindset actually shapes our interpretation of success and failure.
Oh, that's a juicy topic. I mean, think about it. Two people can have the exact same experience, like getting a B on an exam, and have completely different takeaways based on their mindset.
Absolutely. One might see it as a failure. You know, oh no, I didn't get an A, I'm terrible. Whereas someone else might see it as a step forward, like, hey, a B, that's better than last time.
Exactly. It reminds me of athletes. They literally push their limits every single day. Remember that basketball player who said every missed shot was just one step closer to the next slam dunk?
Oh, totally, Casey. And that's the difference right there. The growth mindset athlete sees failure not as the end, but as a stepping stone to success.
And students with a growth mindset aren't paralyzed by a grade. They think, what can I learn from this? It's like the more obstacles they face, the more excited they get about finding solutions.
Using failures as fuel for improvement rather than reasons to give up, the very essence of a growth mindset. And let's be honest, isn't that how we've handled our own podcast mishaps?
For sure. Remember that time our audio setup refused to cooperate? We were practically on the verge of pulling our hair out.
Oh yeah, but instead, we tinkered and tested until we found that sweet spot. Just like students and athletes pushing past their setbacks, it's all one big, delicious cramming session in life sometimes.
And I guess that's why a growth mindset leads not only to academic success, but to personal growth too. It's like unlocking levels in a video game.
Right. Every challenge is just a new level waiting to be conquered. So if you're listening and faced with a setback, hang in there. It's just a new chapter in your growth story.
Whether it's solving a complex equation or getting through a tough training session, remember, it's all part of mastering your very own hero's journey.
And isn't it so inspiring seeing someone embrace that, knowing they're constantly evolving?
Oh, it gives me goosebumps. Watching people grow and succeed, that's the real magic of life. So aim high and embrace those mini failures because they're just launching pads for greatness.
Well said, Casey. Let's keep exploring this empowering world of growth mindset and how we can apply it to our lives every day. So, Casey, you know what hit me about the whole idea of a growth mindset? It's how transformative it really is. Like adopting it literally changes everything. Your outlook, your resilience, your goals. It's like upgrading your life software.
Absolutely, Mike. It's like Carol Dweck said, becoming is better than being. Just think about that for a second.
Right? It's such a powerful statement, because it suggests that the process of growing and evolving is more important than just reaching a state of being something. It tells me that life's about the journey.
Exactly, and that's where the magic happens. When you embrace challenges, you're not running away. You're diving headfirst into an ocean of possibilities, learning, adapting, and growing stronger.
It's like learning to ride a bike, remember? Or at least, attempting to ride a bike without training wheels.
Yes, those endless wobbles and falls, but every time you got back on, you were a little better at balancing, a little more confident, and before you knew it, you were off and racing the wind. Yeah.
And that's the real kicker. Each fall is a lesson, each struggle is a growth opportunity. So why not lean into it, almost like savoring an unexpectedly spicy dish?
Haha, exactly. Embracing the heat and the flavor, and, you know, it also means giving yourself permission to celebrate the efforts, not just the outcomes.
What was that line you love? Oh, effort counts twice as much as achievement.
Yes, because every ounce of effort gets you closer to mastering new skills and overcoming hurdles. Every challenge gets a little easier with practice.
And speaking of challenges, it's also about finding joy in the process. Whether it's a personal project or a professional goal, the growth comes from consistently showing up and pushing past comfort zones.
It's like crafting a masterpiece over time, every brushstroke adding depth and texture. It's about falling in love with the process of becoming.
Nicely put, Casey. And for those listening, don't shy away from those challenges. They are your ticket to becoming your best version, leaving being behind and embracing becoming.
Precisely. So let's celebrate those who are on this journey and maybe lend them a bit of encouragement along the way, because we're all just becoming one step at a time.
So Casey, diving in, have you ever caught yourself stuck in a fixed mindset before?
Oh, absolutely. I remember thinking I was just bad at math, and I carried that around like a badge for ages.
Ah, the old math aversion syndrome. I know it well. But tell me, what changed?
It was more about challenging that belief. I realized that labeling myself was just holding me back. So I started viewing mistakes as learning opportunities instead of proof that I couldn't improve.
That's such an important shift, seeing mistakes as stepping stones rather than setbacks. How empowering did you find that realization?
Extremely. It was like flipping a switch inside my brain. Suddenly, each challenge in math became less of a menace and more of a puzzle waiting to be solved. Plus, the benefits spill over into other areas, not just math.
Exactly. It's like unlocking a superpower, isn't it? Once you see the potential in growth, there's no turning back. Seeing improvement, however small, starts to feel like a win.
And that's when the magic happens. When you start owning that growth, the world opens up in ways you never expected. But I won't lie, the shift isn't always easy, right?
True. True. Sometimes it feels like dragging your feet through mud. Those old beliefs cling on tight.
Oh yes, those times when progress feels glacial. But here's the secret sauce: patience and self-compassion. If you give yourself some grace, it's amazing how much progress you'll notice over time.
Well said, Casey. And let's not forget, celebrating those little victories along the way keeps you motivated to push further.
Right. Celebrating every little win, like crossing a finish line, it's rewarding to look back and see how far you've come.
So, for all our listeners out there, maybe start off small. Identify one area where you'd like to shift from a fixed mindset to a growth one. What do you think, Casey?
Definitely. Choose something you bump against often and confront it with curiosity instead of fear. You might surprise yourself with what you're capable of.
And always remember, every step towards growth is progress. We'll be here, cheering you on, every wobble and triumph.
Speaking of surprises, Mike, have you ever dived into the science behind these mindset shifts? It's like discovering the engine that powers this whole concept.
Oh, you bet I have, Casey. It's really fascinating how our brains work, isn't it? There are real psychological foundations behind mindsets, grounded in years of research.
Absolutely. And some of the experiments they've done are like little science fiction stories. For example, did you hear about the one where students who believed they could grow smarter actually improved their grades? It was like mind magic.
Yes, that one is famous. By simply believing in their potential to grow, those students acted differently. Harvard psychologist Carol Dweck, famous for her work on growth mindsets, has done groundbreaking work in this area.
Right, she's like the rock star of psychology when it comes to mindsets. But what I find really cool is how neuroscience backs it up too.
Ah, you mean brain plasticity, right? Our brains can literally change and adapt, building new connections and pathways.
Exactly. It's like our brains have a gym membership. They keep on strengthening with every new skill or knowledge we take on, which means effort isn't just wasted energy. It's like pumping iron for your neurons.
Wow. Casey, I'm loving the imagery here. Pumping iron for your neurons, that's a keeper, and it proves how tangible change is. It's not just wishful thinking.
Yeah, it's real stuff. With each failed trial, your brain is mentally lifting weights, preparing for success.
It's this mix of psychology and neuroscience that makes shifting mindsets a superpower, scientifically speaking. So, listener, imagine this transformation in you. Anyone who's invested in change can start redefining what's possible with their own brain.
And it highlights the beauty of introspection and persistence, because science aside, it's those little psychological shifts that make all the difference in our real-world lives.
So to all those skeptics tuning in, remember, you've got science on your side. You're not just changing your mindset, you're rewiring your brain.
And that makes this whole journey all the more exciting. Each of us has the potential to unlock more than we thought possible by opening our minds.
What does that old saying go like? Change your thoughts, change your world. Turns out it's more than just a motivational poster, huh?
Oh, totally. So for everyone listening, your mindset might just be your most powerful tool. It's like starting a new chapter in your own personal science experiment. So Mike, let's talk about mindsets in education. It's such a fascinating area. Don't you think? The way we think about learning can totally change the game in classrooms.
Absolutely, Casey. I mean, mindsets aren't just personal, you know? They have such a profound impact on educational settings, influencing everything from motivation to achievement.
Right. And teachers play a huge role here. They can adopt these mindset interventions, like Brainology, which basically teaches students that intelligence isn't fixed, it can grow with effort.
Oh, Brainology is amazing. It's like giving students the keys to unlocking their potential. Imagine how empowering that must feel for a kid struggling with math or science.
Totally. And the idea of praising effort over talent is crucial too. Instead of saying, "You're so talented," shifting to "You worked so hard on this" can be really transformative.
Yes, it takes pressure off being a born genius and focuses on the beauty of trying, failing, and trying again. Sounds more like a hero's journey, right?
Oh, definitely a hero's journey. It's allowing kids to become their own protagonists, with every challenge faced being just another chapter in their story.
And when they see this in action, it's not just students who change, but the whole atmosphere of learning becomes more vibrant and inclusive.
Also, think about it. Students aren't just memorizing facts or equations. They're learning how to approach challenges, which is a life skill they'll carry forever.
Exactly, Casey. The growth mindset becomes this enduring mindset they apply to all aspects of life, not just academics.
And wouldn't you say that it creates a ripple effect? As students carry this mindset outside the classroom, they can inspire others to view challenges as opportunities.
You're spot on. It's this continuous cycle of positivity and growth. It makes you wonder, how might our world look if everyone praised effort over innate talent?
Probably a world full of learners and doers, where mistakes are just opportunities to learn something new. I don't know about you, but that sounds like a world I want to live in. Speaking of ripple effects, let's dive into how mindset influences our closest relationships and parenting.
Absolutely. It's interesting how a growth mindset can basically transform the dynamic in personal relationships. I mean, imagine approaching each day as a partner who believes that growth is possible in both people and the relationship itself.
Right? It's like being in a continuous dance where each step, right or wrong, is an opportunity to learn about each other and grow together.
And as parents, channeling that growth mindset is almost like giving a superpower to your kids. It can really change the way they see challenges, like conquering the jungle gym or handling peer pressure.
Exactly. Instead of saying, "You're so smart," when they ace a test, it's more constructive to praise the effort. "I love how you tackled this challenge and didn't give up." It really solidifies that learning and growing are what matter most.
And let's be honest, Casey, parenting can be pretty tough. It's not about perfection, but progress. So even when things don't go perfectly, maintaining that growth perspective can help keep us sane.
Haha, definitely helps keep our sanity in check. And you know, it's also about kids seeing that their parents make mistakes and learn from them. It models resilience.
So true. It's like turning everyday moments into opportunities for demonstration. Imagine the adventures in that kind of household.
Adventures indeed. Plus, when we shift from blaming to understanding, the household becomes a place where empathy and communication thrive. It's a total game changer.
And for anyone who's wondering how to start fostering this growth mindset at home, small shifts in language and perspective can go a long way. You don't have to be a super parent to start making these changes.
Absolutely, Mike. It's about being aware and making small, consistent efforts, just like any hero in an epic journey.
And isn't that what keeps us all inspired and moving forward? Everyone can play the hero in their unique story at home.
In the end, growth mindset isn't just a concept. It's a lifestyle change that breathes life into families.
So here's to living like we believe in growth. It's a journey worth taking every single day.
Cheers to that, Mike. Let's keep the inspiration flowing. So, Mike, speaking of growing intentions and being heroes of our own stories, let's talk about how we can expand this mindset beyond our homes and into our work lives. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, Casey. Bringing a growth mindset into the workplace can completely transform not just productivity, but the overall vibe and culture. Imagine walking into an office that feels more like Hogwarts than the IRS.
Haha. A place alive with magic and possibility, rather than cold calculations. But it doesn't happen overnight, right? Developing a growth mindset at work involves practical steps.
Exactly. And one of those steps is embracing challenges rather than shying away from them. When organizations view challenges as opportunities rather than obstacles, innovation thrives.
And feedback, too. Encouraging feedback in a way that it's seen as constructive rather than critical can nurture growth. It's like adding a dash of spice to enhance the meal rather than make it bitter.
That's a great analogy, Casey. And you know what they say, what gets measured gets managed. If companies focus on learning goals rather than performance goals, it can really shift the organizational mindset.
It's a subtle shift, but so impactful. Also, creating a culture where questioning and curiosity are encouraged can invite innovation. Curiosity didn't just kill the cat, it empowered it.
Right on. Take Microsoft, for example. They've championed a growth mindset by promoting learning over knowing it all. They realized that to stay ahead, they needed a culture that's hungry for knowledge.
Exactly. By prioritizing learning and collaboration, they've become a beacon for how powerfully a growth mindset can reshape an organization. It's kind of like watching a caterpillar turn into a butterfly right before our eyes.
Yes. And for those listening who want to start this journey, begin with small changes. Encourage open discussions, collaborative problem solving, and create safe spaces where everyone feels valued and heard.
And remember, folks, just like any great journey, it's about persistence. Every little step is progress. Workplaces can become playgrounds for creativity if we invest in these principles.
So true, Casey. It's not about transforming overnight, but evolving together by investing in each other's potential. A little belief can go a long way.
Absolutely. Whether in life or work, cultivating a growth mindset is about embracing change and seeing potential in every corner. It can turn even the most mundane moments into something magical.
It's all about that magic, Casey. With a little practice and a lot of heart, who knows what incredible achievements lie ahead? Let's keep building that inspiring world, one mindset at a time.
Couldn't agree more, Mike. Here's to all the dreamers out there making magic happen daily. It's truly remarkable what a little shift in mindset can do.
Wow, Casey, it feels like we've been on quite a journey today, exploring the wonders of a growth mindset.
Absolutely, Mike. From understanding how a simple shift in mindset can lead to massive changes, to seeing how organizations like Microsoft are implementing it, it's been eye-opening.
Let's do a quick recap. We talked about focusing on learning goals, fostering curiosity, and creating collaborative environments, all crucial elements of a growth mindset.
Definitely, and remember the power of persistence. Little steps can amount to significant progress, whether in personal life or in the workplace.
And perhaps the most empowering part is realizing, as Dweck said, you have a choice every day in how you approach life.
Such a powerful quote. It's a reminder that every morning we get to choose the tone of our day, our mindset, our willingness to grow.
Absolutely, Casey. And we want to invite our listeners to start their growth journey. Embrace change, face challenges head on, and reflect on your progress.
It doesn't have to be a giant leap. Start with small steps, trying something new, seeking feedback, or even just being more mindful of your thoughts each day.
Yes, and perhaps share your journey with someone you trust. Talk about your experiences, your growth, and what you've learned. It can be really uplifting.
And hey, we'd love to hear from you too. Feel free to share your stories with us. Remember, our community is built on shared growth and experiences.
So true, Casey. Together, we can inspire each other to push beyond our limits, to innovate, and to thrive.
And with that, it looks like we're wrapping up today's bookcast. It's been a privilege exploring these ideas with all of you.
As always, thank you for joining us. Keep choosing growth, keep dreaming big, and let's keep challenging the status quo together.
Until next time, stay curious, stay bold, and keep nurturing that growth mindset. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, folks. Keep in touch and keep growing.